It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she has the look as always. Monica Bothan joins me from her studio in Dawson. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Paul Ramo. And we can't forget Maynard Meyer.
Yeah, don't forget Maynard.
Nope.
How's your morning going?
Too awesome. I've been working on freight, and I figured, you know, what should I talk about today? Well, guess what? I've been talking about several things. So here's the outline of today's show. We're going to tell you about the eight winners so far that have won the $100 certificate for Mama Mondays. Number two, we're going to talk about all the new black and white merchandise that I got in, especially for golfers. And no, you don't have to golf to wear these outfits. And number three, drum roll, when Monica's Apparel and Accessories is reopening.
All right. You get the reopen. That's great news, Monica.
I am more pumped than you know.
So when's that going to happen?
Well, official in Minnesota is on Monday, but my normal hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 5, and I can say those hours again. Thank you, Lord. And so if somebody wants to come Monday or Tuesday, it'd be just like normal if they want to make an appointment. And, you know, making appointments isn't a bad gig either, if they want me 100%, you know.
Right.
But I cannot wait for them to get the environment. And I've had some people reach out to me, ladies, wondering about me, how I'm doing, and can't wait to actually physically come into my store.
That's
and get the dark chocolate sea salt caramel, and I guess get some conversation from me and also clothing. And I don't want to get teary-eyed because this is such a great thing that's happening, but to have people reach out to me and say that they miss me is beyond measure of what I can even share with you today, how it made me feel that they actually really miss me.
Yes, and Maynard and I miss you over here. We miss you coming over to the studio and doing Fashionista Friday. We haven't done that for, what, six, 8 weeks maybe?
Well, you know, yeah,
we miss you,
Monica.
We miss you.
They were saying last night, they were interviewing some little boutiques in Minnetonka area and Excelsior, and they say, how do you think this is going to go? And she says, you know, it's going to be fine. We're rule followers here in Minnesota. We've kind of known that all along. We need to have, you know, a neat store, clean store. We need to be safe. We have to take anything that goes on in their life, we have to take positivity out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much negativity.
Right.
Positivity. What does our mothers always tell us, Paul Ramo? Wash our hands.
All the time.
Wash our hands. All the time.
Yep.
You know, so this does not hurt. And I'm... You know, I have the sanitary measures that I'm going to wipe down all the handles and things that people touch and, you know, have my sanitary things in here and different things. So I'm COVID applied. You know, I've got my plan. How should I see?
Right.
I've got my plan. I've kind of had the plan for quite a while in my head, but now I'm going to, you know, put it on paper and post that in different areas in my store and one in my gnome. For out front.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm too pumped.
Well, we're excited for that, Monica. And so let's start out with what's Monica wearing today?
Oh, well, so, you know, I am wearing gray, and it's not because Monica's depressed. It's just because I have so much freight I've been working on, so I get dusty and dirty. So I have gray pull-on denim leggings that have stones all over them, and then I cuffed them up, so then they have like a black cuff on them, and then I'm wearing a three-quarter sleeve cotton top that breathes through all my hot lashes with stones all over it. So I feel like, you know, like they've been saying all along, you know, I did wear pajamas or nightshirts for quite a few weeks, but on and off.
Right.
But they say best for our mental health is to dress like you're going to work.
Yep, that's what they say. Yep.
So in the last few weeks, I've been trying to step it up because I don't think anybody wanted to see me in my nightshirt when I did curbside. So, because I'm allowed to do curbside all weekend. So, and I've had people reach out to me. They can't wait till next week, so they want to do some curbside, and that's awesome because it's going to be nice out this weekend.
Yeah. Do you even put your statement jewelry on your home?
God, I love you, Paul. Yes, I have it. I forgot to tell you. See, now you get an A+.
Okay.
I have a silver circle necklace on, yep. And earrings to match, of course.
That helps with your mental health, then.
Yeah, you know, and I believe that. I mean, my mom always told me that if you look good, you feel good. And she's a farmer's wife for how many years? And she always looked like she was $1 million because in her eyes, jeans were on the farm, you know, like working. And every time I tried to get her to wear jeans, it would go in the back of her closet and she'd wear dress pants. It was just the way it was always for her. She always dressed up and she always looked to the nine. And she always told me, Monica, if you look good, you're going to feel good. And if you feel good, you look good. You know, it works both ways.
Right, right.
When you open up on Wednesday, what can people expect when they come into the store? Then what will they see?
Well, gosh, it's a long way to go between today and tomorrow and the next day, but I've been redoing my whole store and I'm redoing my whole black and white room because got a whole collection of all these black and white merchandise for summer, and now with the 10 people or less for like graduation parties or different things like this that are going on or whatever, people are going to make appointments maybe for events, so people are going to start needing those dress clothes back again, thank you Lord. So I'm going to have my whole middle room with bright dresses and, you know, summery tops, and all my denim is going to be in the vacation room. And all my summer and fun bright colors are going to be in the main room right when you walk in. And I'll have sanitary areas. When I go to see curbside people, I notice a lot of them have their sanitary stuff with them. I offer it to them, and they're always, I have my own, Monica, but thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, I'm just going by the protocol, so, you know.
Good. How about swimsuits?
Going by what we're supposed to do.
How about swimsuits?
Swimsuits. Gosh, I wish they had swimsuits right now. There's a swimming pool shortage, too. I don't know if you heard that, but there has been because we're looking for a new one. But, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me about swimsuits, and what I'm going to do for people with swimsuits is I'll special order one in them for them because they get shop worn, and I don't like that idea. And for sanitary reasons, I'd rather order them a fresh swimsuit that no one's ever tried on.
Okay.
And trust me, I could get the right fit. I know your fit right when you walk in the door, kind of what size you'd be, just because I've done this for kind of a few years. So I would order some suits. And that's a very good question. People call me all the time. Mm-hmm. I believe, Paul, it wouldn't be such a dumb idea, even if I just had some black swimsuits, because everybody likes black.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, I maybe have to put on that on my shopping list, but right now, I've kind of just personal shop for them because I do that too. So
right.
Then I could personally shop for a swimsuit also.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to be hot this summer then as far as fashion goes?
I tell you what. I have gotten in so many cute dresses that are, they're not tight fitting. They're rayon-y. They're with spandex. They're like flowy, slinky. Bright colors, vivid flowers are huge, a lot of black and white. I got a lot of cute little shift dresses that are in black and white that you could wear golfing or to a picnic or to a graduation party. For gosh sakes, you can actually go from the golf course to a graduation party and fit in just perfect because that athletic look is huge right now. In New York, they're walking around with these golf, like the golf skirt and the top and a pair of tennis shoes, and it's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Good. Well, I am excited for you to be opening up next Wednesday. What time do you open? What's the time Wednesday?
I'm open from 10 to 6, and I really, you know, they say you're supposed to operate under 50% capacity, but at Monica's Apparel and Accessories, if I got 10 people at one time, I'd probably, yeah, I'd be so ecstatic. But I got a beautiful front yard, and I was kind of thinking out loud that maybe I could even have a little quaint picnic table out front or something and some cold lemonade. So if if I have that many in my store, I mean, that's a good case scenario. But like in Dawson, people are so wonderful. They'd say, oh, Monica, I'll come back. I'll grab a few groceries and come back. Or I'll run an errand. Or I'll do this or that. I really don't think I will have that problem. But if okay. I did, that'd be awesome.
All right. Well, I know the next...
But yeah, I'll be open Wednesday okay. to Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. And then guess what? I'd like to talk about the 8 winners for sharing my video on Facebook.
Okay.
They each won a $100 gift certificate for my mom on Monday, and I have 4 more I'm going to give out on Monday.
Okay.
And then that will be complete. Julie Clapp, Vicki Olean, Becky Van Vinsbergen, Cindy Anderson, Carol Oakland, Jamie Sather, Tammy Wager, and Joanne Coover. They all won $100 certificates.
Wow, Monica, that's pretty generous. That's awesome.
Well, you know what? My mom was generous her whole entire life. She would have gave away the shirt on her back if you needed one, mm-hmm. you know, and many of you out there maybe might be listening and know my mama, how that's what she was like. So this is just the least I could do, and people need a lot of encouragement right now. There's a lot of sad people, and I want to make them happy.
All right. All right, Monica, well, a great show again this morning, and Maynard and I can't wait to see you the next Fashionista Friday in our studio live. That'll be a different thing to start up again.
Oh, trust me, it's going to be absolutely fantabulous. I've already got the menu figured out.
And we're going to have a small party in the studio, right, when you return?
Yes, we are. And I thank you for everyone for listening to Fashionista Fridays. And I want to encourage, if we have a minute, I want to encourage Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods downtown Dawson is doing that COVID-19 t-shirt promotion. Pick your favorite store or
yep.
more okay. and order a shirt and for $20, and $10 goes back to that establishment. Yep. And I think they close it down on June 1st.
Okay.
And that's been a wonderful promotion, too.
All right. Got to run here, Monica, so thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you. Have a great week.
All right.
And I guess...
Yep, we'll talk to you next couple weeks, then.
Okay, bye now.
That's Monica Bothan with another Fashionista Friday.